There are evacuation orders for large sections of Yosemite National Park in California as firefighters try to battle the nearby Ferguson fire. The park's Yosemite Valley, a popular tourist destination, will be off limits until at least Sunday because of smoke from the fires. It's the first time a wildfire has closed Yosemite Valley in almost 30 years. In California and the Pacific Northwest, it's been an early and deadly start to the fire season. In Northwest Oregon, last week's substation fire destroyed more than 78,000 acres. It's now mostly contained. Molly Solomon of Oregon Public Broadcasting visited a rural community in the state and found farmers there are often the first line of fire defense.
When summer hits in Wasco County in northern Oregon, wheat ranchers like Jeff Corgi know to throw a water tank in the back of the pickup truck. That's because he and other farmers in the rural district are the first responders to a fire.
Basically, if you live in the area, you are a firefighter.
Corgi lives at the top of a hill that overlooks the Deschutes River. On a clear day, you can see the Columbia River Gorge and all the way to Goldendale, Washington.
It's usually quite beautiful, but not today.
That's Corgi's wife, Cynthia. She motions toward the thick smoke billowing in front of her property. The family has lost nearly 3,000 acres of wheat in the substation wildfire.
The thing you have to remember that this is our neighborhood. It's not a subdivision. You're not close together.
The crop of amber wheat was on the cusp of harvest. It's now barren land, covered in a layer of black ash.
Every single neighbor lost something in this fire. Every single one.
But few families have lost as much as the Corgis. Their relative, John Ruby, died in the fire, trying to protect the farmland that means so much to life in this part of the state.
All of this stuff is replaceable, but losing John's life is, there's really no words for that.
Most of the 100 farms in the area grow wheat, and what Ruby was doing in the moments before he died was common, digging fire lines to keep the flames from spreading to his fields and his neighbors. With no dedicated fire staff here, it ends up falling on the people who live and work on the land to protect it. Ken Poline is a local cherry grower and president of the Wasco County Farm Bureau.
Local farmers were the first people on scene and doing something about it before we could get enough resources here to really do anything else.
Pauline says the area hit by the wildfire is in the heart of Oregon's wheat country. He estimates the crop's value in Wasco and Sherman counties is more than $45 million a year. About 90% of the wheat grown there is exported to Asia.
It's devastating. Crops are lost, outbuildings are lost. Hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of equipment has probably been burned.
Yes, please.
In neighboring Sherman County, the small town of Morrow feels like a ghost town.
We are. I'm here. And 97 is back open, and I need bread, so.
Carrie Hughes owns Husky's 97 at the lone grocery store in town. She says most of her regulars are farmers and ranchers, which means on this day, last week, when the fire was burning, they were out on the fire line.
All the ranchers, they all have firefighters on the back of their trucks, and they go out and help one another. And if they didn't, we would have a lot of lost homes and stuff around here.
For Here and Now, I'm Molly Solomon.